Hare Krishna. We are continuing the journey through the time and space. So the chapter 15 of Canto 5 is called The Descendants of King Priyavrata, and today we are on verse 8. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Gadya or prose text. So I'll just chant. Tasye mam ghatam pandaveya puravida upagayanti. Tasye mam ghatam pandaveya puravida upagayanti. Yes, next, please. Tasye mam gatham pandaveya puravida upagayanti. Looks scary, huh? Tasye mam gatham pandaveya puravida upagayanti. Tasye mam gatham pandaveya puravida upagayanti. Tasya of King Gaya. Imam gatham. Poetic verses of glorification. Pandaveya, O Maharaj Parikshit. Puravida, those learned in the historical events of the Puranas. Upagayanti, sing. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. My dear King Parikshit, who is called Pandaveya, descendant of the Pandavas, just like Gaya is a descendant of Priyavrata, Parikshit is a descendant of the Pandavas, devotee forefathers. My dear King Parikshit, those who are learned scholars in the histories of the Puranas eulogize and glorify King Gaya with the following verses. So after that, there will be two verses, which the qualities of but to this short text, Srila Prabhupada gives a purport. Purport. The historical references to exalted kings serve as a good example for present rulers. Those who are ruling the world at the present moment should take lessons from King Gaya. King Yudhishthir, should take lessons from King Gaya, King Yudhishthir, and King Prithu, and rule the citizens so that they will be happy. Presently, the governments are levying taxes without improving the citizens in any cultural, religious, social, or political way. According to the Vedas, this is not recommended. Tasye mam ghatam pandaveya puravida upagayanti. My dear King Parikshit, those who are learned scholars in the histories of the Puranas eulogize and glorify King Gaya with the following verses. Om Agnati Mirandasya Gnanjana Shalakaya Chakshurudmiritam Yena Tasmai Shigurave Namaham akandam analakaram vyaptayena characharam tatpadam darshitam yena tasmai shigurave namaham vanchakalpatarubhyascha kripa sindubhyeva cha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha Yasya prasadat agyopi sadhyak sarvagyatam rajat sashichadanna devame bhagavan samprasidatu. May Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, be fully merciful unto me. By His grace, a complete fool can get all knowledge in one moment. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Everybody's life is an exchange. We get so many things, so we need to give something. In the Vedic society, everybody immediately by becoming a member of the human society, immediately one becomes a debtor, rini. One is born in debt. In fact, all of us also are born in debt. We have so much debt. What is this debt? So it is described, there is a debt to the parents and all the forefathers, because now we have this machine of the human body, and in this human body we can read the Bhagavatam, we can chant Hare Krishna. So if somebody came and gave you a nice Ferrari, or if somebody came and gave you even a nice Ford, Fiat or something, Volkswagen, do you think you would be grateful or in debt, or you would owe them something? Yes. So, in the same way, this human body is the machine which is suitable for Krishna consciousness, for self-realization. So, we are all in debt. So therefore, just giving birth to good children is also a sort of a service, of course, to Lord Brahma, but it's giving a chance for some souls to practice Krishna consciousness. And of course, there has to be Krishna consciousness for that chance to exist. So there has to be somebody who preaches Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, what's the what's the hope, and or what's the use? So one debt, yeah, to the parents, forefathers, and then the debt to the demigods. You see, such nice sunlight coming right here, next to Mandragosha's right knee, and on Gauranga, yes. So this is the source, so much energy. All the energy we have is from the sun, actually. All the energy. It may be transformed through the plants. So we eat plants. That's sun's energy. When I eat Lalit Govinda Prabhu's tasty medanyak, today it's already you can. It's not Ekadashi anymore. You can eat today. So it is the grains which have grown with the sun, plus either sugar or honey, which was most probably from the pesa, right? Sugar. It's probably coming from this sugar bit. Pesa is another same, isn't it? It also grows, even though it's hidden in the ground, it also grows by the sun. And the water is transported by the sun. Yeah? So the sun shines on the ocean and then evaporates billions of tons of water. And then he moves. Yeah, for us to move some water, we need David to take a bucket and carry it. You know, and we carry 20 liters of water. But Krishna can move, just looks, and water rises in the air, and then millions of tons fly in the air over the head. And then when it falls not all at once, but drop by drop, so it doesn't kill anybody. such an engineering genius, you know, to create such an interesting system. No pipes necessary. Then he keeps it in the fridge, and in Alps here, you can see, still it's white on the top. He keeps it in the fridge, and then he melts it little by little, and then it goes in the rivers everywhere. And then he keeps it in marinade, you know, salty, so it doesn't spoil. In Jadransko more. There he keeps it in the fridge, there he keeps it salty. So everything is taken care of, nothing spoils. It's so brilliant, everything. So he does it through the sun. So that's the sun, the water, everything. So we are already in that to them. Then all the sages, like all of us here, are indebted to Franz Prescherin. You know it? All of us. Of course, because we sing Hare Krishna near his statue, that's also there. Probably that's how we repay a little bit of our debt. Even if you came here from Pula, still we are indebted because he helped to normalize, to standardize Slovenian language. And then with this Slovenian language, people communicated, they build the houses, they write how to build, how to do this, how to do that. And so we are using the results. We are using. Even if I never spoke a word of Slovenian, I'm using the results. So I'm in debt to not only Vedic sages, but also to Franz Prescherin. Of course, today we'll go to pay a little debt back. We'll sing near him, so he'll get a little, his statue, and then by connection also him. Then, the rishis, and then people in general, so also we may like or dislike some people, but people in general, you know, they keep the society running, and so we are, you know, here, we have electricity is here, and other things are there, so we are in debt. And even Prabhupada says animals. Even animals, Prabhupada writes when he describes this, even to dogs we are indebted because the dogs are protecting. Of course, nowadays dogs have a new function in a society, never seen before. They act as a psychotherapist, like psychological help. Yeah, cats and dogs. Previously, people had friends, you know, but nowadays it's a rare treasure to have a human friend. Okay, so now the dogs come in and say, okay, no problem. I'll say, yeah, I love you. You're good, you're okay, no problem. I accept you, no matter what you do. It's okay with me. I'm very happy. Shall I tell you a Brahmachari joke? Is it an appropriate time? Yeah, it's a sarcastic joke. Who loves you more, your dog or your wife? Very easy to determine. You lock both of them in the trunk of your car. You know, this trunk, how you call it? Huh? Pritlažnik, yeah. And open after 3 hours. And see who is happier to see. Yeah, true. Yes. Accept it. But we have the majority on this side. Yes. Yes, sorry, this is a sad state of the modern society that we even laugh at this joke. Yudhishthira would not understand such a joke. He would think, strange, what are they talking about? Dog is good, but he's good there to guard the property. And, you know, wife is a different, it's not a... And he was surprised when he saw that families start quarreling. He thought, what is this? I was surprised when I saw somebody not quarreling every moment. That I said, oh, what is this? So even animals' purposes, even dogs. What to speak about cows and horses and so many. They even say, what was it that somebody connected the space rocket, space missiles to Roman horses? Yeah, that why the size of the space missile is this many meters? Because the road they had was only this broad, this wide. They couldn't take anything larger. So they measure it according to their capacity. And why the road was like this? Because the train is traditionally this large, train tracks. And why the train tracks? Because the Roman horses usually were this size and were pulling these carts. That's how this size arose. So the size of our rockets is depending on the roads created by the Roman horses 3,000 years ago in Rome. Yeah. Anyway, so due to the horses. What about the 4 billion germs in our intestines? You know, who create immunity and help digest everything we eat. So we are also. So therefore, everybody is already born indebted. The classic way to repay, so the sages, we repay by studying. So like even now, by reading the Bhagavatam, we repay the debt. Humans, we repay by being polite, kind, and hospitable. Showing hospitality, that's how we repay humans. Then animals, we repay by feeding them, not killing like they do with cows or and forefathers and parents, we repay by having children, unless you serve the family of the whole earth and serve other people. And who else do we have? Demigods, we repay by yagya. And of course, for this age, Prabhupada says the yagya is, every time sacrifice is mentioned, he says, and now for this age, the sacrifice is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Yeah, spoke about John Lennon yesterday, and man, we remembered because so he was saying, all we are saying,
all we are saying is give peace a chance.
Yes, and two times they say, all we are saying is give peace, Hare Krishna. He also says that there. That's the chance. So, yeah, because we are singing, we still have light, water, and everything else. Everybody's life is an exchange. Everybody has to. Everybody gets a lot of things. So, we also need to give different things. And we see that the kings, Yudhishthir, Prithu, Gaya, they demonstrated how they were trying to make everybody happy. They were trying to give everybody the highest benefit. Of course, the highest benefit is Krishna consciousness. So we see Prithu Maharaj gives very Krishna conscious instructions, very important Krishna conscious instructions. but also in every other regard, they were trying to benefit. And Prabhupada says that if they take taxes without improving the citizens in any cultural, religious, social, or political way, so then this, Prabhupada says, this is not recommended, because if you help people advance, if you take care and help people advance, then the leader gets 1/6 of not only taxes, he also gets punya of the citizens. Not money. Money he's using, but punya of the citizens. And if he does not, then he gets 1/4 or 25% of sins. So therefore, you can see, like, for example, almost every president, they have this discussion. So they had, during Obama's presidency in USA, this was a common topic for discussion. They compared his picture before and after, and they said, look, he aged 10 years in 3 years. He got older 10 years in just a few years. Oh, see, that's the burden of... So often, very often, you can see very rapidly the person becomes old, very quickly. So why? Because all these, some other things can be there, but also the subtle burden of the whole karma of the whole country can be there on the person. So you may say, what should I worry? I'm not a president. I'm not even running for president of the USA, right? So what should I worry? I'm not running for a president, or even for a president of Slovenia. Yes, I'm not running for a president of Slovenia, so why should I worry? But if we take donations, that's also something similar, and that's also connected. When we take some donations or gifts, so Niranjana Swami, he says that whatever gifts or donations we are taking, there has to be some reciprocation. There has to be some reciprocation. We cannot just take. We need to give something valuable, something commensurate of the commensurate value, or more valuable. So of course, this is why Manu Samhita lists different types of sin. So one type of sin is maha pataka. So it's a sin which drags one down to fall down. So somebody does that, and boom, one falls down. And so, of course, one of this is Vaishnava aparad. I just read yesterday some lecture from Bhaktivedanta Maharaj, who says that I saw this devotee, and he was so learned, he was so sincere, he was so good, he was so enthusiastic in devotional service, and he became a sannyasi somewhere outside of ISKCON. He said, I had such respect for this person, and then he reached a very good level of his Krishna consciousness, and then he started criticizing devotees. He started criticizing, and then I could not believe how quickly the person fell down, just how quickly the person degraded. He says, I could not believe, so please, he says, be careful. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that the worst prajalpa is criticizing, so criticizing others. So it's one of the mahapatakas, but also Manu Samhita says some gifts or presents are also mahapatakas. So, for example, Manu Samhita says, if somebody gives you a gift of an elephant, it's a mahapataka gift. So if you take, because an elephant is a royal gift, so if somebody makes a gift of an elephant, it's very dangerous. It's easy to fall down after that, because it's very high value. So you can sigh a sigh of relief. You can think, okay, no problem. Nobody gives us an elephant, so you don't need to worry. But any big, large present that's, you know, elephant means like, I don't know, maybe something like an expensive SUV or, you know, some big present, big gift. So the point is that there has to be a proper reciprocation. Otherwise, you are in debt. And if you don't return this debt in some other ways, it will be taken from your punya. It will be taken from your piety. And sometimes then it's not enough for you to stay on the level. So that's why we have the rule aparigraha, not taking more than necessary. Yes. And we have a story in Vrindavan. We have a very dramatic story illustrating this. Classic story. You might have heard it, about the prostitute who came to Govindaji. And she said to the pujari that I want to, that was maybe a couple hundred years ago, and she said, I want to give a big donation for a big feast for all the Vrijbasis and for the sadhus. I'm a prostitute. So he said, come on, lady, woman, what do you think you want to do? You know, I'm not going to take this money. So she was very crestfallen, and she was very sad. Oh, they didn't. I wanted to do something good, and they are not even taking my money. So she was praying to Govindaji in a very sad way. And then in the night, this pujari has a dream. And Govindaji comes to him and he says, hey, you, who was given the donation, you or me? Oh, my lord, it was given to you. So how can you refuse a donation given to me? Oh, yes, you go find her. You correct the situation. Oh, sorry, okay. So he goes, he finds her. He says, I'm sorry, Govindaji came and he said that I'm wrong, I should take it. Yeah, oh, she was very happy, she gave the money. So he makes a big feast, calls everybody, lots of paneer, lots of nice sabji and everything, lots of ghee, lots of yogurt and everything. And all the sadhus and babas and everybody, they come and eat. They're very happy. Govindaji feast. And then they go back and they have some dream. So what is called a wet dream. Some erotic dream with some gross physiological effect. That can happen sometimes. But in the morning, one of them runs to take a bath, and he feels shy that he had such a dream after such a feast. And then he sees another one is there, and another one. And he says, oh, you know, I had this wet dream today, last night. He says, you know, me too. And the other one says, me too, and me too, me too, me too. Everybody had. Oh, they say, what is this? He says, okay, one, two, it may happen, but, you know, everybody? What is that? So they go to that pujari and they say, what happened yesterday? You know, all of us had this type of a dream. What was about that prasadam feast? He said, well, you know, I'm sorry, this was from a prostitute. Oh, and you took it and you made a feast from this? He said, well, I didn't, you know, I refused. But then Govindaji came to me in a dream and said, you take it. Oh, Govindaji. So Govindaji did it to us. Why? So they, what is this? You know, Govindaji forced us all to eat. So they say, that's it. We are fasting. It's Govindaji feeds us some food, which is Mahaprasad. How we cannot refuse, right? How we can refuse? We cannot refuse Mahaprasad. That's from Govindaji. You must take. And then there is some contamination there. All right. So now we have some contaminated consciousness. We have some strange dreams. So they fast. They fast. And then in a dream, next night, Govindaji comes to them and he says, look, guys. Yes, Mahaprasad, you must take. But who forced you to eat three full plates of it? You know? That nobody forced you to do. That was your choice. Okay, honoring Mahaprasad is honoring Mahaprasad. You come and honor, you know. Honor means you take a little and honor. Nothing would happen. But you took three heaps, you know. So now I'm guilty of this, right? It's my fault now? So that's the classic story. So it shows, on one side, the importance of not atyahara, not overeating, or aparigraha, not taking more than necessary, on one side. On the other side, it shows that there should be some balanced exchange, proper exchange. So Manu Samhita itself says that if you chant the mantra which glorifies the Lord, so that's Gayatri. Gaya means glorifying, the mantra that glorifies the Lord, Gaya, same name. Then, even if you take the whole world as a present, the whole earth as a present, it will not sink you. It will not make you drown. So, a lot depends also on the quality of our Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So this is what we do. We try to do our duties, and for most of us, you can see that we are helping Srila Prabhupada's preaching mission. And everybody does it in their own way. Somebody helps translate books, edit books, publish books, distribute books, maintain the temple, feed the guests and feed the preachers, feed the devotees, or go out and sing. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So, questions, points, comments? Yes. For the book? If it's voluntary, you can see that usually devotees try to give some another book or more books to the person. But if it's a voluntary donation, if a person is happy to give, then this is... So yes, we can use then also to give some next book cheaper. I think 2 weeks ago, Niksima Kronabro, I think like 2 weeks ago, that guy in the park, he gave just a few, you know, I think less than a euro, right? And you gave him a book. It was not enough money, right, for that book. It was not enough money, but you gave the book because somebody will give less, somebody will give more, and then you can balance out. At least he gave something, right? He gave all his coins he had. Okay, so, and he shows some interest, so you can give him the book, and then somebody will give more. Okay, that will balance out together. And it's anyway not so much your personal donation, it's the, you know, for book distribution, it's the, for the temple and so forth. So that's the, and it's voluntary. Yes.
Yes, in what case you're not reciprocating, like you were saying, because you're in debt to the person, or the person might be in debt, he didn't give enough for the book.
In debt and what? Book distributor?
Yeah. Or is there in debt? Are they in debt any time when they don't give enough? Like, you give a donation and you get a book.
This is... it's not such a... We have to consider the financial side that it keeps running, but book distribution is preaching. So main thing we want them to take, the main reason we take money is not even to print books. We can collect money for printing books. And in some countries they did it. Like, for example, in Australia. They gave books out for free. But it didn't work well. It was not, it didn't work well, nice. People did not value. Prabhupada says that when people buy, they show their interest. Yes? So this is... I think actually even more important reason to sell them, although it's I find myself in trouble when I'm trying to distribute books, that I fall into the merchant mentality that I'm selling books, I must get money, which is not a good mentality for book distribution or preaching. The idea is the price they have to pay is interest. This is the price, interest, or taking it seriously. So if they can show this interest with lesser money, good. With bigger money, good. So, but the main thing is interest. And the money is something which confirms that there is some interest. That's the main payment we want from them, so that they benefit. It will be a bigger benefit to them. And of course, the book has unlimited value. It has infinite value, because it saves you from a million rebirths. It puts an end to... It has an unlimited value. It's not just the nice Indian old culture or something. Every book has unlimited value because it's about Krishna and about Krishna consciousness and about pure bhakti. And we take money. So, yeah, side effect, we support the preaching and support the printing. But biggest interest for us is their interest in the book, their interest in, best, of course, in Krishna consciousness. But that is rare nowadays to find. So at least inspire them to give some donation. But that's also oftentimes some kind act. So that's not like to manipulate the person, because then if somebody manipulates you, you feel dirty after that. You even give money somebody, but you feel unhappy and dirty if somebody manipulated you to give money. So such book distribution, you know, if that makes people feel dirty, we see that we have destroyed our distribution for 20 years in America like this, and you know, it's not appropriate. It has to be in a generous spirit, in a nice, in a giving spirit. Inspire, it's preaching. Not by hook or by crook, doesn't mean self-destruction. It means to inspire the person, means by any means possible inspire the person. That's the main thing. And then the money is, if somebody has more money, good. If somebody has less money, at least if they show some interest, that's important. Something else on this? Or yes?
It's also very interesting, this thing of accepting donations. When you are to give to Christians, then you're not in such a way.
Yes, yes. It's a tricky thing. It's all, you try to give some Krishna consciousness, at least that's the main function of devotees. But also, what is the expectation of the person? What do they expect? What will you do with the money? How will you use the money? Like in one place, there was one devotee who used to be, how shall I say, like a gangster, you know. And so he pushed his gang to give a lot of donations to devotees. He himself was giving a lot of donations, and he pushed devotees, his colleagues, to give. So it sounds good, right? So devotees also thought. So he organized a building of a nice, big, new temple with this money. And the temple was built. But then, when the temple was built, those who were giving, whom he pushed to give money, they felt manipulated. And they looked at the temple, okay, not much preaching is happening. And they looked, and this temple, to which they gave, I don't know, maybe $10,000 or something, when it was built, maybe 20. They saw now it costs $2 million, you know. So when some such people see this type of money, $2 million, they feel, you know, attracted to this, and they created a court case, and they took this building away. So it was quite painful for both for this ex-gangster devotee. I hope he's ex-gangster. Pretty sure he's asked, not anymore. And for other devotees, and and certainly for these people themselves, it's very bad to give and take away. It's very bad. It's worse than, you know, most other. It's like one of the worst possible sins, to give and then take away. I think this is what Krishna describes in, if you just take away from a brahmana, that's enough to go for thousands of years of hell. But if you give and then take away back, that's even worse. So instead of getting some proper benefit, they really spoil their karma. So why? Because what lessons can one take from this? Is one lesson is that they were manipulated. It was not actually quite voluntary for them to give it. And then they had some expectations of control. This devotee had some expectations of control, both over them, over the money, and the temple building. For example, there was a time, if he just transferred this building to other devotees or to ISKCON or, you know, on the balance, it would still be there in ISKCON. He would be happy, everybody would be happy. But he felt a little control, desire to control. He didn't, and he lost everything. One of the horror stories. Even to hear about this is uncomfortable. Yes? You can imagine how he feels about it. And other devotees. Okay. Any more horror stories you want to hear? We've got enough horror stories. So let's make happy stories. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. Vanja Kalpatrivista Kripa Sindhu.